Palestinians are living with their dead.
Now, Jenin is under attack right now. Are these tank attacks? Are these helicopter attacks? Are these F-16 jet attacks?
No, now helicopter is bombing them. Now I am speaking with you, and helicopter is bombing now. Until now, there is no F-16, but today at midday, there was a warning from the soldiers that F-16 will bomb now, and you have to leave your houses and beware, because we are going to bomb with F-16.
All of our eyes and ears are focused on Nablus and Jenin. The Nablus area is devastated. Jenin is devastated. I got off the phone about a half hour ago with a German reporter who happened to be a reporter that was in Sofia, and he reports that the results of the bombings in Nablus are similar to Sarajevo that he reported on. He said the difference is that Sarajevo is a large city. Nablus is a small city. He said the destruction is comparable. We hear this from eyewitness reporter, and we also hear it from the Israeli cabinet itself. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres today said that he believes what's happening in Jenin is a massacre. He used the word massacre. This is coming from an Israeli cabinet member. They, about 2 hours ago, removed some of their wounded. The Israeli soldiers have about 16 soldiers that were killed today in Jenin camp in the north of the West Bank. And some of them were trapped in the fighting. And they requested, ironically, from the Red Cross to ask the Palestinians for a ceasefire so they can remove their wounded. This is coming from a general who has not allowed a Palestinian ambulance to enter the camp to remove the Palestinian wounded for 6 days. The reply from the camp people was, speak to Yasser Arafat. He's the leader. He will give the ceasefire if he feels it's necessary.
And as with everything in the Middle East, the crisis in the occupied territories hangs over the Iraq sanctions issue. People and governments throughout the Arab world are outraged that the United States ran through a resolution on Iraq sanctions while refusing to condemn Israel for its slaughter of the Palestinians. As one Jordanian put it, America and Israel are destroying entire generations in both Palestine and Iraq.
The Israeli army is armed to the teeth with U.S. armaments. I know for a fact that there's laws in the United States about how U.S. armaments are used by foreign countries. This is an issue that the president can apply to put more pressure on Israel to withdraw. I know that $3 to $4 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollars every year goes to fund Israel, and thus they fund settlements, illegal settlements. The funding issue is a tool that the American president has at his doorstep to use to stop the violence. The political pressure can be used to stop the violence. There are so many tools that a superpower has to stop the violence, as it did in every single part of the world that fit the U.S. foreign policy mindset, such as Iraq, such as Yugoslavia, such as other areas in the world. When it comes to Israel, we slap them on the wrist. We say we hope they withdraw. You watch daily. One day the President of the United States asked politely that they withdraw. It was rebuffed by Sharon. The second day, Powell asked politely but politically strongly again for them to withdraw. It's rebuffed again. The third day in a row, Condoleezza Rice says the same message. Are we deaf, dumb, and blind that Israel is not responding to the United States or to the international community? United Nations community, is there not a world community that can stop a rampaging army?
Eyewitnesses stated that Israeli forces are now digging large holes inside Jenin refugee camp and in surrounding areas. They have stated their fears that these are mass graves, where the several killed, numbers still to be confirmed, in the refugee camp will be buried. Eyewitnesses saw Israeli forces putting bodies inside the holes. The area is located in the middle of the camp, also known as Haret al-Hawarish.
Palestinians are living with their dead currently for the last 5, 6, 4 days. And bodies are decomposing in the camp, in Nablus as well.
As the death toll of Palestinians exceeds 1,500, as the massacre continues, today is also the anniversary of Deir Yassin. On April 9th, 1948, 54 years ago today, the Irgun and Stern gangs entered a small village on the outskirts of Jerusalem, a village that contained 750 civilians, and they engaged in a massacre where they killed more than 100 women, children, and men. And afterwards, those same gangs went to neighboring Palestinian villages, and on their loudspeakers, they terrorized the population. If you do not leave your homes now, you will suffer the same fate as your Palestinian brothers and sisters did in Deir Yassin. Hence, April 9, 1948, began the ethnic cleansing project of the Palestinians that continues until today.